KSR News, I'm John Scott. Consumer sentiment fell sharply in May to its lowest level in 6 months.
The drop came as Americans cited concerns about stubbornly high inflation and interest rates, as well as fears that unemployment could rise. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped to 67.4 this month from a final reading of 77.2 in April. That's still about 14% higher than a year ago.
Correspondent Jeremy House, consumers' outlook has generally been gloomy since the pandemic, and particularly after inflation first spiked in 2021. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on Israel's operation in Gaza's Rafah.
The United Nations says about 110,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza, and food and fuel supplies in the area are critically low, and all crossings into southern Gaza remain closed, cutting off supplies and preventing medical evacuations and the movement of humanitarian staff. Some 1.3 million Palestinians, over half Gaza's population, had sought refuge there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that a U.S. threat to the hold some weapons would not deter Israel from expanding its offensive in Gaza. A limited Israeli operation earlier this week captured the Gaza side of Rafah's border crossing with Egypt, throwing relief operations into crisis. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukraine has rushed reinforcements to its northeastern Kharkiv region to hold off a Russian attempt to breach local defenses. It's a tactical switch in the war that Kyiv officials have been expecting now for weeks. The barrage prompted authorities to begin the evacuation of about 3,000 people. On Wall Street, stocks heading toward the close of another winning week. The Dow had 38 points, but the Nasdaq is down 33. This is SRN News. Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the celebrated evangelist will be unveiled this month, putting him in the company of about 200 Americans who have received such an honor. Graham's son Franklin says, quote, "My father would be humbled and grateful. At the same time, he would not want the attention on himself, but on God's son, the Lord Jesus Christ." The pedestal of the Graham statue in the Capitol will be engraved with John 3:16. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution barring discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes cannot appear on the state ballot in November. So says State Supreme Court Justice Daniel Doyle, pointing to a procedural error made by legislators during an initial round of approval. New York Attorney General Letitia James says her office plans to appeal that judge's ruling. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board has voted to restore the names of Confederate military leaders to a high school and an elementary school.
It comes 4 years after the names were erased. Shenandoah County School Board voted 5-1 to rename Mountain View High School for Stonewall Jackson and Honey Run Elementary as Ashby Lee Elementary, named for two Confederate officers. Board members who voted to restore the Confederate names say the previous school board ignored popular sentiment and due process when those names were changed. Rich Thomason reporting.
Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell says the city will open a new space for people to recover and receive treatment for nearly 24 hours after they have overdosed on fentanyl or other drugs. The Seattle Times reports this center is slated to open in mid-2025 and will be run by a nonprofit organization. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.